Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday. 204. Sue Thomas joins us.
Dave, you were great last night.
You
so killed it. Oh, I didn't mean it that way. You killed it.
Thank you. She's so cute.
You were, though. It was a great DGS Live. I was happy to be there, so thank you for inviting me. What a great event.
It was really fun.
It was really awesome. Fun.
I kept saying we should do it again tonight, but they won't do it.
Has there ever been anyone who disliked you?
Oh, sure.
Really?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Can't imagine it.
It's true.
I just gave her a card thanking her for being there last night, and I said, everyone loved you. It's like, yeah. But it's true. Everyone loves Sue Thomas.
Well, that's true. Very nice of you. I don't know that that's true, but I appreciate it.
How funny is it that you and I were sitting next to each other on the panel last night? Steve pointed that out.
I made that happen.
Angel. Yes,
I did. Sue, you're going to sit next to Dave.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Wheeler kept saying it's more balanced.
It is.
You have Rachel on one side.
Me and Andrew on the outsides.
Yes.
I love when Sue is mysterious, too. She's like, not everyone.
Well, there's just no way. There's just secret. No way.
I have yet to find one.
Again, it's Friday, and we're coming off of a live show, so we're tired, so I just have a bunch of random stupid thoughts. But I was thinking about, like, for Elon Musk, he has been the world's richest man, then he lost it, and he set a record for a human losing the most money of all time, like $120, $150 billion. But then I was thinking, if he really, really hit the skids, I mean, just completely imploded and got down to $1 billion, that is a dream beyond dream.
I know.
For 99.9% of humans. Dream beyond dream. But for him, it would be, he might be suicidal because he had failed so horribly. This is crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
That in this world we have, and this planet, and our species, that one person can have so much money that their absolute worst case is beyond our imagination for a best case.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's another story. I think this is in the UK, where a couple, they were in their mid-60s, not in great health, won about $100 million.
Wow.
And the guy who is the least healthy of the couple bought a $5 million castle in 10 minutes. And managed to spend $50 million over the space of like 5 years before he died.
Wow.
And the accountants were like, it's hard to spend that much money. Like, I'm telling you right now, he lived that life. I thought, good for you.
Yeah. I feel like I could find a way.
Same here. When they say stuff like, oh, that's really difficult to spend $50 million, I think I could do it.
Buy 10 castles.
So
there
hard,
you go.
Right? A couple castles and a.
And then going back to the first reference to Elon Musk, he makes and loses $50 million easily in a day.
Oh.
Probably more like in a few minutes.
Yeah, probably going to say probably an hour or two, depending on the, you know, what's going on.
I know there's all the photos of Elon like on the yacht and people were making fun of him because he was so pale or whatever, which as a pale person, I take offense to. But
I'm fine with it because I'm a pale too.
Other than those photos, I bet that guys like him very, very rarely go on vacations and stuff because you have so many plates spinning.
Mm-hmm.
I get that there's a reason why they have all that wealth, but it just seems not worth, like, when do you get to enjoy having that much money if you're just always going to be working on a different
True.
Company?
Well, yeah, that's kind of the point of the bringing these two things up. Like, this guy just said, I may only have a few more years left, and he did, and I'm going to live every single second. I'm never going to work again. I'm going to spend all the money I want to spend, buy everything I want. Good, that guy did it right. Now, I mean, you can make an argument, maybe you should have given the money to charity or, you know, made a difference in people's lives, which maybe he did that also. But, yeah, like when I see these people like, I always forget this guy's name, not Murdoch, but Buffett, Warren Buffett.
Yeah, Warren Buffett, yeah.
And I respect it, but I also get a little mad at him when he does the whole thing like, I bought these clothes in 1963 at JCPenney.
I still eat a bologna sandwich every day.
I eat tuna bumsteads. And I'm like, well, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
It's like, I live in a $200,000 house and I have the same bed. And I'm just like, you're a freaking idiot.
I kind of agree with that.
Although I respect that more. I agree it's ridiculous and dumb and it's like, you're just overdoing it to show us that you're still this Spartan person, but it's, I like that person better than I like the Elon person. Like, I'm going to blow $50 billion on Twitter just to mess with people because I can. Like, I don't like that guy.
Well, I was reading something about Bezos yesterday, and I don't know, $200 billion, let's say he has, and he was thinking about buying the Washington Commanders.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, just do it.
Right.
That would be like me.
Just go buy the NFL.
Like me taking you guys to dinner. It's like, let's just do it. Let's get, what are you even talking about? Buy them. I don't care.
Yep.
Sell them next week.
Yeah. And I can't imagine the owners would turn him down. Right. I mean, when you're looking at a guy like that, I mean, A, you have the money. Like, there's no question there.
Yeah.
B, you raise the prestige level of being an owner in the NFL. And C, the most important thing is there's no skeletons we don't know about. Everything that's bad about Bezos or a guy like that, you kind of already know, right? When you're that big, you've already been under the microscope. So
why was I mad? I was reading the article yesterday, and it was more about his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez, and
how she wanted to be on The View.
I'm gonna look her up.
It was I didn't know that part. It was her talking about how close they were, and we do everything together. We're constantly together, and so there's kind of there's trouble in paradise. I'm a little mad at him because I brought him in to do personal training with my personal trainer, and he straight up stole him from me. And I'm like, I hate you.
And see, I hate that.
Is it just pure jealousy that
no? I think part of it is, why do I have to know that? Don't try to pretend that you're cute.
Yeah, don't even try to relate to me.
Yes. Don't try it. And I don't like it when people say relationship stuff and, it's just an attempt to be, look, we're normal and cute. I don't like it. I think it's forced.
I like that their attempt to be relatable is he stole my personal
trainer. Yeah, right.
I think I see why some people don't like Sue Thomas.
See? Ta-da.
People, her friends, you try to tell her about their relationship. She's like, oh.
No, I don't mind that. It's just when you're super rich and you have to tell the media about it, stuff like that. I just think that's wrong.
It feels like something that they ran by a publicist, too.
Yes.
How's this going to play?
Yes.
No, she was really, I saw an article about her that she was absolutely heartbroken that she didn't get a place on The View. And I'm looking at it going, why do you need to do that? You're Jeff Bezos' girlfriend. I assume you have your own money too. Why would you even want to be on The View every day arguing with all those girls?
I'm still stuck on the trainer thing. They can't train you both? How long do you train?
That's a good point.
Can you not do like 1 hour here and 1 hour there? Can
we
not?
They're lying to try to sound cute.
You could literally give this guy $500,000 a year. We're going to pay you $500,000 a year.
You work for us only.
That's all you do.
Yeah.
You're going to work for 2 hours a day.
Yep.
We won't even notice the money being gone.
Nope.
Ugh.
Must be nice.
We're just hating on the rich, aren't we?
Yeah. I mean, look.
We're sick of it.
They can take it, right? They got no worries.
Bezos probably owns this radio station somehow.
Yeah.
You see Leto hurt himself again?
Yeah.
Yes.
What did he do?
Yeah.
He was riding, and he has vintage motorcycles, and he was riding it because it was acting up. And something happened, and he was looking down at it. It was leaking gas, and he drove up across the parking lot, and I guess the guy who owns it put like a clothesline across it, but no flags. And so he literally clotheslined himself and knocked his ass off of his bike, and he broke ribs and he broke his collarbone.
Both kneecaps.
That can't be fun.
Oh,
and here's another. Okay, here's, this is very Lauren Sanchez. he's clearly tougher than me, because this would be one of those where I was just like laying in bed like Salieri and Amadeus while all of you came in one at a time so I could tell you how to have my kneecaps hurt.
It's be like your fantasy.
Yes.
Your sleep fantasy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, he was a good one.
Just know, whatever injuries I incur in the future, I will triple them. And he's doing stand-up this weekend. He's like, oh, no, I'm fine. So he's going to go do stand-up with two broken knees and broken ribs. That makes me mad, too.
He's got to be doing it, though. He's going to be doing sit-down, not stand-up.
I don't know.
Got to be.
I doubt it. I think this is a thing for him.
Really?
How can you stand up with broken kneecaps? Can you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it hurts. I mean, they hurt, but they hurt like more if you were to, like, kneel or bend down or like whatever.
Oh, so if you stand perfectly straight, then it's okay.
I'm not saying it doesn't hurt. I'm saying that it's more excruciating for the other things. Yeah, just stay upright.
Wow. Sit down comedy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Do what you gotta do. He can still be funny. It's not like he's super physical comedian, you know?
How rare am I that these things bother me? Like, I feel very small that Jay Leno really hurt himself through no fault of his own, and I'm mad that he's tough enough to go perform this weekend. How does that affect me at all?
I think it only bothers you because you look at this kind of stuff for work. I don't think it's wrong of you to be small because you have to be exposed to it. Now, if you didn't do this for a living, if you were like a welder or something, but you were seeking out the Jeff Bezos girlfriend story and then still getting mad, I'd be like, Dave, this is a little weird. But since you're constantly looking at show prep sites and stuff, I don't think it's weird that it bothers you. I think it probably annoys most people who are immersed in the media, which is why I don't get why, you know, the whole all press is good press thing. Most of the time, I just end up going, why did you put that out there? People are just going to rip you apart.
I saw something today that really sent a chill up my spine, and I've seen it hundreds of times before. The Murdaugh guy, the kind of, you know, ginger-looking freak who is accused of killing his wife and his son and the maid, and like he's killed everybody. He couldn't even field a basketball team. He's killed everybody. And innocent until proven guilty, absolutely due process, but just based on the evidence, I would bet all my money he killed him. And so he's sitting there in court, and he's a lawyer himself, and he's wearing his little, you know, Aunt B lawyer glasses, and he's making these notes as they're going through all the testimony. And I'm just thinking, oh, my God, like, you are a demon. That if I guess if I killed my family, I wouldn't be me. But if I had any shred of me, I can't imagine how cold you'd have to be knowing, yeah, I killed him. But I'm going to call you on these details right here. And yeah. I'm wearing my little glasses, and I'm making notes and passing them to my attorney. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I just stand up and go like, let's just get, yeah, I did it. It's terrible. Worst thing I've ever done. Put me in jail. Let's just, come on. Let's stop this farce.
People like that have got to separate it from themselves in their minds. And maybe that's what makes them, whatever that illness is that allows you to do that. And you just think, either you think, well, they had to go. Because, right, the son was causing problems for the family, and I can't remember, I guess the wife was just collateral damage, but he was covering for what? The fact that he had all these financial issues, and again, accused, not for sure that he did it, but there is no way that you could actually feel guilty about that and carry that around. He must have some kind of, maybe he's a sociopath, maybe he just totally separates it and it has nothing to do with him. How else could you do it?
So 221 DGS. Michael Calhoun joins us from the newsroom.
Hey.
So is the news that you were shocked last night in the stand-up?
Leading at 5 o'clock today.
You're hilarious.
Oh, thank you.
That was great.
Good.
And just the number of people there and how enthusiastic they are and some of those stories about how you've impacted people's lives. It was a wonderful night.
Oh, that's not what I expected to hear from you. I thought you'd be lobbying to get me off KMOX by now. Yeah, it was a good vibe last night. Yeah. A lot of fun.
It was fun.
Really
fun.
So
fun.
What do we have today in the newsroom?
Well, Sue just asked about the update on the mountain lion, which we don't have.
I don't know this story.
So it was in Franklin County earlier this week. I think it was Monday, Sue?
Yeah.
And a motorist hit a mountain lion in the middle of the road.
Wow.
And so, you know, it raised the questions of, are they in Missouri? They're not native to Missouri. Many of them come from places like Colorado or Montana, and they follow actually river beds, and they follow those in terms of, I think it's mating. You know, you get kicked out once you get to a certain age. You've got to find your own spot. And so some of them wind up in Missouri. They walk thousands of miles and they get here. And so there was this crash in Franklin County. But the Missouri Department of Conservation says they haven't found the mountain lion. So they assume that it's okay because it was able to get away after this accident.
There's a place down by Rolla where St. Louis's old money families have crappy little cabins, and they think it's cute because they're crappy. And I was friends with some of them, and I used to go down there when the kids were little. And it's huge, like, I don't know, 1,000 acres or something. Beautiful. And one of the ladies were, and there's trails everywhere, and one of the ladies, this is probably 10 years ago, was walking with her kids and looked up on, like, a boulder, and there is a huge puma, cougar, whatever you want to call it, sitting there. And she was absolutely sure that's what it was. No doubt. It was swinging its tail back and forth. Didn't attack them. Didn't move. They just kept walking. But those things scare the hell out of me. Mm-hmm. I mean, duh. It's, yes. It's an enormous cat.
Yeah.
But just the fact that you rarely even see them when they hit you.
And then the people who were like, yeah, I took down this mountain lion with my bare hands.
Oh,
I'm like,
shut up.
No.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to try that.
Nope.
Honestly, like, I'm going to fight back with whatever attacks me, but you ever, like, just look at a dog, like, 100-pound lab, sweet as can be, but they got the canines, they got the claws. Like, if they went bad, like, most of us live with an animal that could kill us.
Mm. Well,
maybe
except
not
for Wheeler.
Dogs.
That's true.
Swift kick and that dog is lost.
But, like, if your kids suddenly got...
Oh, if they turned
nuts.
On me, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. If they turned on me...
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. No, I'm not even going to say anything. I just, I'm surprised.
So it was like, I'm waiting for it.
I don't know if you have, I mean, not if you have pit bulls, that's a different story. You know, I mean, those...
Well, do you think you could take two bulldogs?
Bulldogs?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what she has.
That's what I've got.
Yeah. What, I mean, I'm
what's
sure
their
they're...
strategy?
Huh?
Yeah. Like,
I have hands. I have hands and feet, and I know how to pick up tools as weapons.
Their power is nothing compared to mine.
I mean, like, am I just in the backyard in my underwear? I mean, like, do I not have...
I would
like,
craft I can't just a bladed weapon out of a 2x4.
I can't just grab my, like, iPad and whack them in the face. I can't, like, I don't have any access
There's
to anything.
There's two of them. They're coming from behind.
I mean, come on.
Wow, easy.
Yeah, easy. Yeah, it's, we're getting back to the deer story from last night.
Do we have to?
You're the one being dirty.
Hey, you were laughing last night too, Sue. Don't pretend.
It was funny. I'm just saying.
So they hit a mountain lion, and it just ran into the woods?
Yeah, people concerned about, you know, was this mountain lion injured?
And
but it ran away.
It lost a lot of blood is what I heard. And it took a while to get up. But then when authorities arrived, it had left. But they weren't sure. But sometimes people say that when an animal like that gets injured, it goes off to a cave or by itself to try to. And it may not be a happy ending.
Right.
You know,
I wouldn't assume that the thing is just fine.
Right.
But yeah.
Right.
Well, this is a unrelated story, but on the same vein, I suppose. The Missouri House is debating who should be responsible for roadkill. Right now, it's MoDOT who has to go out there and clean it up, dispose of it. But MoDOT's having trouble just filling the potholes and keeping the roads open.
Right. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
The water rails up.
I mean, there's been a lot of roadkill, like on 70, that's just been there for a long time.
And so the question is, who maybe has the expertise or who's got some extra funding in their budget to deal with this? So they're looking at the Missouri Department of Conservation, perhaps. Mm. They know about animals. So that would make sense. And we're always interested in where Missouri representatives are serving in Washington, D.C. We've told you about Ann Wagner on the House Financial Services Committee with the new Congress. Jason Smith from Cape Girardeau is on the very powerful Ways and Means Committee that controls just about anything that has to do with money or spending. And today we're getting word that Cori Bush will be on the House Judiciary Committee. That's the second oldest standing committee. It's her second term there. That includes constitutional rights, civil liberties, and oversight of the Department of Justice and Homeland Security, antitrust laws, terrorism, crime, immigration reform. I feel like these are all of the big issues that we're all debating about and a lot of people are angry about right now. So that's a powerful committee. And we're watching the possible reaction. This video from Memphis of Tyre Nichols' death is going to be released after 6 o'clock Central Time tonight. And local law enforcement, we've checked in with them because there's been the warning on a national level that this may spark some unrest in cities across the country. But St. Louis Sheriff Vernon Betts tells us that he doesn't have any reports of this. There's been no intelligence sharing between the departments that anything is planned. He says part of this may be the fact that the victim and the officers were all Black.
Question, have they gotten to see the video in advance of us?
Yeah.
So they've all seen it?
The authorities and the family.
The Memphis police chief basically said it's going to be one of the worst things you've ever seen.
Oh, gosh.
Compared it to Rodney King.
Yeah.
Beyond.
Beyond Rodney King, yeah.
I was saying this earlier to Rach, and I do not mean this to be offensive in any way, shape, or form, but I said years ago, post-Rodney King, but probably the second big one of these, and I said, look, man, if you run from the cops, they're bringing an ass whipping with them. And it doesn't mean it's right. Doesn't mean that they should. It's just human, the dark side of human nature. Your dog runs from you. Your kid runs from you. And you're mad. You're like, hey. And it's just that times 100 and adrenaline, the whole bit. Now, police need to be held to a higher standard than even the rest of us because we give them badges and guns and authority. They should be able to control their temper. They should be disciplined. If not, they should go do something else for a living. But I think we complicate this too much sometimes. Like, let's try to figure out. I think I can figure it out. I mean, I don't know anything about
it's just rage.
I think it's just rage and entitlement, and we're going to get away with it. All these terrible things, awful, should never happen. But I think sometimes we try to put too fine a point on it.
Agree.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
234 DGS. Had a weird thought today. So last night we did our live show and I did stand up and... Coming from South Roxanne, I feel like I can make fun of anybody, right? I mean, come the hell on. And so I give Hartford a lot of crap and, you know, Grant City, what have you. But on TikTok, for some reason, it thinks I want to see videos of men fighting. And and there's always like, come on, MF, I'll kick your ass. You know, there's just a whole lot of talk. And I realized that I'm not a fighter. I don't like to fight, but I've fought a lot because in South Roxana, there isn't any of that. When someone says, I'm going to kick their ass, you have seconds until they start.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What? You don't say like a two, I'll meet you by the blah, blah, blah.
No, I did a
little of that in grade school.
Not in South Roxana.
Really? Just
I don't know
time?
What. It's just like I grew up in such a way that if you're going to fight, you're going to fight. And it's going to happen quickly and it'll be over quickly and someone will have a bloody nose. You'll get sent to detention. But there is very little of the posturing and the BS. And so I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah,
I'm sure there are lots of places like that in neighborhoods and little towns where it's like, no, like we actually fight.
Usually the ones that are the fighters, they don't talk a lot.
They just go for it.
They're going to wait and see if this is actually going to happen. Well, then we
like
got to do it.
Like Wheeler fighting your dogs.
Yeah.
He's not going to fight
won't,
my dogs.
I won't. They're nice. Don't worry about that.
Nice.
But if they did turn.
If they did? Well, sorry, Sue.
I still have the theory that there's two of them. That would be their... I mean, he still thinks
I'm
crazy.
Like one of those TikToks. Like 1,000 T-Rexes versus 1,000,000 zombies.
That's what you watch on TikTok.
Yeah, those are great.
Two friendly bulldogs versus Kevin.
Right.
Yeah.
I also love it
with an iPad.
Part of Wheeler's very aggressive response was, "What am I naked?
Yeah,
what am I?
I mean, like, yeah, if I'm out in the backyard and let's just say boxers, all right, maybe I'm in trouble.
Let's just say.
Not that I do that.
Rach, what do you got?
Okay, I have a Reddit thread here of the things that people claim they do, but in reality they do not do, and they're extremely relatable. Like saying, we should definitely make plans and get together sometime at the end of a conversation, just as a way of...
Getting out of it.
Getting out of it.
That one stings.
When I say that, I always mean it.
Of course
and then
you
it
will.
Just never, no, but then you're like, then it becomes like, okay, well, now what do I get rid of to make that happen? And you get lost. You're like, well, guess it's not going to happen.
We think you lied the other day, though.
What did I lie about?
My hoodie.
Your hoodie? No, I like it.
He doesn't sound convinced.
No, I think it's great. What is there not to like about a gray hoodie?
I said, hey, Wheels, did you try on that hoodie I gave you? And he goes, what are you doing?
He went. Yeah, I tried it on. Yeah.
I did. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I threw it in the laundry, too. But
Andrew goes, he's lying.
Yeah. I did not.
How about something you say you're going to do, or maybe act like you're going to do, but never actually do? Reread notes taken after a meeting, conference, or convention. I can't tell you how many Odyssey meetings I've sat in, and I'm like, oh, yes, indubitably, like taking notes.
Indubitably.
Never reference them ever again.
So true.
Oh, yeah. I like you saying that word. That really made me happy.
This one applies to Dave Glover. A shocking amount of people don't wash their hands after using the restroom.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to be the ones who are still here when all of you are gone. There's going to be that point one of the 99.9 that takes you guys down.
What's the old line about that? There's like a joke about that. Like somebody's like, he goes, dude, didn't your mom teach you how to wash your hands? He's like, yeah, but she also taught me not to pee on my hands too.
Who here has actually read the terms and conditions to anything?
No one ever has. It could say anything in there.
You get that online, too. You're like, check this box to accept all the terms. I'm like, I'm not reading it. Click. Okay.
I tried to do it once after this sort of, this went viral a handful of years ago, because it's like, you know, they could be putting anything in there. Everybody needs to be reading these. So I did try one time to read that. No, there's no way. Can't do it.
So you've done a bunch of closings as a real estate agent. Like when I did my first one, I was a grown up. I was a lawyer and I have a big stack of papers in front of me. And I'm just thinking, like, how much do I have to fake this? Because I'm not really going to read anything.
I had I guess I've done it for 21 years. And I've had two people in that time want to read every single word. And it took forever. So now somebody will ask you at the title company, well, they did for a couple of years afterward, do you have another reader? Because we'll send it to them. And they will send you the documents the night before because it's just so much.
Yeah.
If you read it all, oh, my God.
I'm such a – this is going to sound like I'm a diva. It's just I'm kind of a wuss. When I buy cars, which I almost always do from Skip, I say this. I'm like, look, I don't want to negotiate. I don't want any extra extended packages. I don't want to talk to anyone at all. I want to sign something and get in the car. And they come pretty close.
Really?
Do you feel me?
Yeah. Wow.
Like, I hate that process. I hate being in the tiny office.
Where they leave the room, they come back.
Yes. I hate looking
at
the
check with the manager.
Looking at the guy's pictures of catching a sailfish. Like, I need to get out of here.
Here's another one that people say they do but don't actually do or act like they do. They write LOL when they probably didn't actually laugh out loud. Andrew and I will do that to each other, like from in here. I'll be like, LMAO, and I don't even crack a smile.
Yeah, you can see me going like, I have never laughed this hard.
I am screaming.
My entire life. I'm dying right now.
Okay, let's talk about that because we all do it. What is the difference to you between ha-ha, and ha ha ha, or then the really extended ha ha's on text. Yeah. What's it take for you to get more than a ha-ha?
I need to be in tears. Like, if I'm in tears from laughing, you're getting the whole line of ha's.
And
like,
if you
like
give
the kid,
someone
like
a
the kid
ha.
Shaking hands earlier?
Yeah.
If I say something I think is funny and you just go ha, is that sort of like saying K?
No, for me, it's like a declaration. No.
It's a
like,
positive.
Like, if you say something and I'm like, ha!
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's that.
Yeah. I like ha exclamation point.
Yeah. Okay. What counts as an LOL, by the way?
I don't get many of those from you.
Like, what counts for an LOL?
I send those to everyone.
Because I send it all the time, and I mean it, because to me, an LOL is if I'm reading something, I go, ha-ha! That's it. I'm not, like, crying on the ground like the Joker, laughing, like, insanely. Like that.
R-O-F-L.
Yeah, rolling on the floor, laughing. Yep.
Okay, let's move on here. What about... Hold on, my phone went to sleep. When people say, tell them I said hi, of course, I will absolutely do that. I try to do that.
I do,
people
too.
Say, tell them I said
I do, too.
Hi.
Yeah, it's the same thing as the get-together I mean to.
Yeah.
I forget.
Too busy thinking about fighting dogs.
We're all
in his underwear.
We're
in
all
the
like Mark Wahlberg. Tell your mother I said hello.
Picture him going totally Jason Bourne.
When
He was like, is there nothing for you to pick
all
up
I need
to
is
use?
A rolled up magazine and a spork.
Little Ranger Rick magazine.
He's going into the
poke Oscar in the eye.
He's going into the Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes mode where he's like, palm, open palm strike to the side of the Bulldog's face.
Yes. Don't even let me get near electrical tape because then it's over.
Oh, jeez.
No kidding.
No, you cover your arms with it.
Of course. Yes.
What
was
kind
I thinking?
You have?
Yeah.
If you're quick
on,
enough,
doggies.
If you're quick enough, you can move your feet and do that all at once.
Listen, wild animals, I'm going to need about 12 minutes.
Hey. Need a quick pause here.
No pun
stay.
Intended.
Good doggy, stay.
One person said, when people send me TikToks or videos, I tell them I'll watch them later, but I never do, ever.
Can I make a confession?
Mm-hmm.
I have thought for a while now that when someone sends me something like that, they can tell if I've watched it or not.
Oh, no.
So you do just
like,
because of that?
I've sent people songs, and on my end, I can see it moving. So I've always thought, well, if someone sends me a song and I don't listen to it, they can tell I didn't listen to it.
Hmm.
So I watch everything people send me because I'm afraid that they can tell.
That's nice
kinda
of
cute.
You,
cute.
But
yes.
Most of the time, I have no interest.
Yeah. You got to, like, you, like, press play and toss your phone across the room.
It
like,
all depends on who's sending it.
What kind of trust you have in their taste.
Yeah, because, like, normally, like, as an example, my buddy Ben Boyd, now with the Cardinals, formerly here, if he's sending it to me, it's because it's hilarious. And I'm going to watch everything that Ben sends because it's always hilarious. And then I do the same thing to him.
But
there are people that send stuff and you're like, I'm going to park that for a while.
Maybe I'll get to that later.
Yeah.
How about when people say, I'll text you when I get home? Usually they don't. I am so guilty of this, but I just forget.
Yeah.
I go to my mom's house every Saturday, and every Saturday she says, text me as soon as you get home. And then 4 hours later, I'm like, I forgot to text you, but I'm home, just so you know. What about sharing how you really feel? The standard greeting is, hi, how are you? But if you answer with any variation other than, I'm good, I'm fine, it seems to be considered rude.
Oh, really?
But it also kind of depends, again, on who it is, right? Like, if it's just a casual acquaintance in the office and you're going to be like, well, to be honest with you,
that
might be a bit much. But if it's somebody, like, if it's you and me, Dave, well, that's there's nothing wrong with a more honest answer if it's somebody you know.
Yeah. No, I've given the pat answer on days where I'm having one of the worst days of my life.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like, if it's just sort of a rando person, you're not going to be like, well, get a load of this.
Right. Actually, it's a terrible day. Would you like to know why?
48 DGS. Kind of running on empty today because we did DGS Live last night. Hancock and Kelly will be in. Mike was there last night. Too bad John wasn't there. He'd have freaked the hell out. Study at the University of Michigan has found that chimpanzees are more patient and less impulsive than human teenagers.
Wow.
That is awesome. Not surprising.
Is that something?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's really something. The ChatGPT has passed the most difficult exam at Penn's prestigious Wharton School of Business. And now it's all the talk from kindergarten through PhD. Like, this is a game changer. How do we keep this out of the hands of students?
Weren't they going to write a program that allowed it to run through whatever the paper was and determine whether it was written by the computer itself, AI?
Isn't that crazy that we're going to have AI
to
detect
tell us.
The AI?
Yes.
Yep, that's how they get us.
I still don't understand how it like passes exams and stuff. It's like, just, do you just ask it a question and it answers it?
Yeah, I mean, if like when I pulled it up, I had the I signed up for it. So I mean, when you're playing around, you can literally ask it any question, and if it's like something that maybe it's updated now because the one when I did it, I asked a question about something more recent. I think I asked it about the lightning directed by lasers, and it didn't know that that had actually been done because it was within the last 6 months or whatever. But if you just ask it a question, it has the answer. It's basically Google, but faster.
Wow.
So if you were to say, like when you said, write a poem about the DGS,
yeah.
how long does it take? Seconds?
Oh, my. Yeah, it was 10 seconds at the most. Wow. I mean, it was just like, yep.
And it does art, too, right? There's one that will create art.
Not the chat art. GPT, but there are AI, there are apps that are just, yeah.
Jeez.
Yep.
Would you guys, we talk about stuff like this quite often. You don't have to say where it is, when it is, nothing like that. If you had the chance, you can move your life, your family, your kids, you're leaving nothing behind, but you're going to move eras. Would you do it or would you stand pat?
I think I'd stay here. This is what I'm used to. I say all the time, if I had been born any earlier, I would be lost because I need GPS to get places.
Yeah, but Rachel, that person could be really good at maps, right? You probably, you may have been better than you think. You've just relied on GPS for so long.
Maybe.
It's funny you bring that up because this morning I went to the patisserie.
Oh, thank you, by the way.
To buy Sue a thank you for being on the show last night. And I know kind of where it is. I could find it,
right.
But I just said navigate to, and it took me right there. Yep. And I was thinking, like, I know that it's useful when people win the Nobel Prize. It's useful that we can tell that a particle that's spinning clockwise can be affected by a particle a million light years away. Like, I get it. But I'm way more impressed when I can get to the patisserie.
Right.
Like, whoever, I know it wasn't one guy, but whoever invented that, we should just give them, like, $100 million and the Nobel Prize.
Just, like, Google Maps, too, or yeah. Google Earth.
Yeah.
Whoever designed that, and you can go and look at any location on Earth as long as it's not blurred out. It's pretty darn neat.
If we're going anywhere, it's going to the future, right?
Yeah, going maybe 100 years into the future.
Wouldn't that be kind of fun?
I don't know. I think I'm staying. Staying with what I know. We've seen a lot of change.
To what degree? I agree. You know, I'm with you. But most of my staying is out of fear. How could they get better than this era?
Yeah.
It's mostly out of fear. Like, for example, my mom makes navy beans and ham and navy beans every New Year's Day. And we've had a pretty tough run of luck, losing my dad, losing my brother to suicide, all sorts of things. And I said to her a few years, why don't you stop making that crap? And she goes, well, I know it hasn't been great, but I'm afraid it'll be even worse if I don't make it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that's the way I feel about moving eras.
Okay.
Yeah. I would be afraid if I went 100 years in the future, it'd be even worse.
Could be. My curiosity always gets
adventurous.
The better. What's that? Yeah, my curiosity always gets me more than anything.
You think with the current political climate, you would want to go forward rather than... I
want to get past the part where there's a war. Come on the other
doesn't
side.
Doesn't ultimately curiosity not count for that much? Like, you go to the future and you see what it's like and you go, And it's like, that's your curiosity is now sated and now you're stuck here.
Is your gut that if you were to go 50 years in the future, which a couple of you in here will probably be here in 50 years, and if I am... That's scary. Just be an eyeball in a wheelchair in a nursing home.
Dave will be like, remember the horse?
They're like, you see that eyeball? He used to be somebody. But what is your gut? If you were to go 50 years in the future, just 50, do you think you would be impressed with how different it is or how not different it is?
I'd have to say impressed by how different. Just look at 50 years ago compared to where we are now.
Yeah.
I mean, 50 years ago, if you're like, yep, guess what? Your phone's going to fit in your pocket, and it's also a computer, and it also has directions and your music, and you can watch shows and movies and do all that. I would have been like, come on. Of course, I would have been a year old, so I wouldn't have understood that. But you get what I mean. Like, if I was
anyone else's picture, baby Muppets. Wheeler looks exactly like he does now. He's 18 inches tall.
Just a little smaller. Just a little.
Fighting tiny dogs.
We're pretending to be pirates today. Let's go.
I mean, if that, like, think again.
Does Hims get tools?
50 years ago, think about what we, I mean, you had to get up to change the channel on the TV. You had to. to answer, dial the phone with a little rotary thing.
Well, consider this, too.
You never knew where anyone was. If your car broke down, you were hosed, and you had to walk to get wherever there was a payphone.
Consider this, too. Like, look at the difference between 1973 and today. And the difference between 1923 and 1973.
Nuts.
Like, things are suddenly really taken off in a very fast way in a lot of different ways.
I know this is saying a lot, but take away the phone and everything the phone does.
Right. Okay.
That's a big chunk, to me, of what has changed in my lifetime.
On your day-to-day.
If you take away the phone and the GPS and the internet and the Google and all that, and I know that's a lot, but it all fits on one tiny little device. If you took that away, I'm not sure we've really come that far.
But isn't it also like saying, we'll take away the stove and the microwave and the TV and the oven and everything?
And all the medical advancements, too. I mean, good Lord.
True.
Where could we be 50 years from now in that regard?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Look at that cars. I'm not a big car guy.
Oh. Yeah.
But cars are basically the same contraption that we've always had.
Yeah.
I mean, I know electric's a big deal now. A
few more safety things.
Four walls and a pedal, you know.
Plus, it's got this phone and computer right there in the dashboard, too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, like, the functionality of it's basically the same, though, right? You stop, you put gas in it, it goes till it runs out.
Yeah, but you don't stall it out, and on your 16th birthday, you don't, leave it in neutral at the Pizza Hut and then lock all the doors.
Here comes some trauma.
Oh, no.
Somebody's been triggered.
But you know what I mean? The modern cars, the locking system is different. How many times did I have to... Well, I guess not a lot, but call somebody and say, I've locked my keys in the car. And nobody else had a copy. You had to come in and stuff that thing down.
The nice thing is you could use a coat hanger if you had the right car.
I almost really ran out of gas today for the first time in decades.
Wow.
Yeah, but coming back from Edwardsville last night, I hit the bing.
Yep.
And I'm like, I can make it home. And I did, but then I was like, definitely fumes.
What is it with men? I can make it home. Rachel, do you ever let the needle get anywhere near the E?
No.
Me neither.
Don't. When I get to about a quarter of a tank, I start to get pretty. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My phone is at what's my phone at right now? It is at 5%.
Oh, my God.
I need to use that charger.
Stressful. No way. My kid, I think that's an age thing. My kid does that, too. There's just no way that I would ever allow that.
Sue, thanks for being on. Thank you for last night.
Thank
Appreciate
you. It was great. You were great.
Thank you, honey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.